Thank you everybody for coming to this fourth part of our Tshuva Talk series. Today's shiur by Rabbi Feiner is sponsored anonymously to Zuchus Refua Shlema for Rachel Miriam Bas Shifra Yenta, as well as for Chaim Naftali Ben Frimit Freida and for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should all be zochet to Refua Shlema B'soch Shar Chole Yisrael. Just a quick word of introduction of Rabbi Feiner. Rabbi Feiner is known as a tremendous Talmud Chacham and Baki in many, many different areas of Torah and knowledge in general, and also as a tremendous Bal Midos and someone who's able to counsel people with a wisdom beyond his years. But I happen to know Rabbi Feiner in a different context, and I think all of that is almost burying the lead. It's hiding the perhaps his most outstanding quality. I'm zochet to work with Rabbi Feiner. Work with Rabbi Feiner is a little presumptuous of me. To sit there as Rabbi Feiner works in klal work, in dealing with issues that relate to the community at large. And I've never seen anything like it. A man whose entire mission is to create a profound sense of shalom amongst everybody involved, no matter how diverse the groups might be. And I think that ultimately is such an incredible characteristic and something so worthy of our admiration that sometimes gets lost in all of the other accolades that one can give to Rabbi Feiner, and specifically at this time of year when Klal Yisrael, it's so critical that Klal Yisrael come together, to have someone like Rabbi Feiner give us a little Divrei Hisarus and lead us into the Yom HaGadol V'Anora, there couldn't be a better person to prepare us, Be'ezras Hashem, for Yom HaKippurim than Rabbi Feiner, and it's a great kavod for us to ask Rabbi Feiner to deliver a shiur tonight.
Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Niyeh B'Vro. Listening to such an introduction, all I was running through my mind was, this is exactly your Chashlem Orad Asur, Rabbi Leibowitz Shlita. Baruch Hashem, and so much more. So it's really a gavaldig yeschus. I have tremendous hakar satov for the fact that he invited me to speak, to share some Divrei Torah, Divrei Chizuk, and Esayrus. Likros Yom Kippur Baleinu Letova, and Eibeshir Shetzenim continued Tziyata Dishmaya, not only to come out with many more Sfarim Lahagdol Torah Ladira, because I am so excited, I'm going to Yom Kippur with the Gevaldig Simchas HaTorah now, Baruch Hashem, Alevai Vaiter, being Marbitz Torah, and Marbitz Kod Shemayim, with this Chosh V'Kehila HaKadosh HaBiyas Kol Tzedek Meheira V'Yameinu, Amen V'Yamein. So here we are in a very critical time, Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. So many things to work on. The list is ever so long. So what's top priority? What occupies pole position? And what should we be margish more than anything else? Well, let's start the reshining. We take a look at a Rambam. And the Rambam writes in Uchus Tshuva, Paragim Allah Chadalit, he begins, even though it's Xeris Akavtus to blow shofar, but it's a Remez Yeshbo, there's a subtle hint along the way. Ura Uri Yesheni Mishinaschem, Ekitzin Adamri Bitar Damaschem, we have to correct our ways. The Rambam then goes on a slightly different tangent, concluding, as the Lacha Mishnah points out, really has a reference back towards these opening remarks, closes the Rambam Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel. Azok the Rambam very clearly. What are we supposed to be working on? Mnei and Yitzetzot to Lachamishon and all the Nosa Caleb. You have to wake up and distance, divorce yourself from heavenly Yasmah. So what should we be magish? The list is so long. What should we focus on? Laharbis Pitstoka of a Mas and Tovim. It's not for now, but we have to be Magder Mas and Tovim. It can't be Mitzvahs, because juxtaposed to Mitzvahs is to Mas and Tovim, Velasik, but Mitzvahs. So it's not Mitzvahs, it's a Midas. Typically the Rambam coins, he brands the appellation of Midas, not the Midas, but rather Deus, Ilchus Deus, and encompasses therein all the myriad halachas pertaining to Midas Tovos. So what exactly is the definition of Mas and Tovim? That's a Shia B'fnei Atzmo. About be Marba in the Mas and Tovim, be Osek in Mitzvahs, and then the Rambam concludes, get up early in the morning and say, that we understand. Parenthetically, what happened to Tyra? Talmud Torah Geneged Kulam writes, Pei Aleph Aleph. Not only that, Kedusha Naflamates Amud Beis. And what should one do if he sins? Throw himself into learning. Tanu Leyo, if you learn one daf, learn two daf. And one pasuk, learn two psukim. We see that Torah has a built-in segula nifla adam aitri machaber, famous chuvas in Oda Biyudi, Recheskel Linhel, and Arachayim and Simon Laman Hey, and the Shal Shushim Rukeach and Simon Yud. Kevalda Yisimach Moshe, Parshas Noso, Visvadu Eschatos, and bringing a riot to the Oda Biyudi and the Shimon Rukeach. And then another Talmud Torah is where it's at. We have to be Osik in Talmud Torah. Where is my Talmud Torah? Hazok the Sefer Tshuva on the Rama Perkim Alocha Dalit. Ha takes us to Chida. The Chida writes in his Berke Yosef and Orchaim Simatovkim Tzadi Zai Tavkapay Aleph Sivkot and Vav. Ha writes the Chida, he brings in his Berke Yosef Tavkapay Aleph Sivkot and Vav a Tor Barakas. Tor Barakas says, Eina Chanami, what should you focus on now in Aser Simei Tshuva? The Iker is not to be Marbin the Torah, the Iker is be Marbin the Tfilis and the Tachnunim and the Slichis, it's an Ace Tzorah. Imagine you go to visit somebody in a hospital. So you're going to visit somebody, Columbia Presbyterian, and you come with the Charusa, right? Let's take out a Shev Shmaitza, let's take out a Machlaikas, Ksais, and a Sivis, Latunar, and the Pinna Yeshua's Akasha, how to understand a Shver of Tysus, and that's what you do about it, not. You put that on the side, you take out a Dillim. Why? Because when your life is on the line, and when you're being mispalel, Hoshea ben Amasecha, the Zohar Mayishach, what do? You take out a Dillim, you got to save someone's life, you got to save your own life. Zachwenu Lachaim, you want Chaim, Avada Tamator, Geneged Kulo, and Avada Tamator, Blimes, Gavala. Our lives are on the line. You have to be margish, tfilis, and tachnunim. As it writes the Birke Yosef, quoting the Tobarekes, and now is the amount to focus on the divrei tachnunim, the slichas, the tztalka. Tztalka, after all, that we understand. Twice in Mishli, beginning of Perek Yud, and Nachamol, the beginning of Perek Yud, Aleph, tztalka, tatsami, mamas, the sugyas, and bababasha, daf yud, Shabbos, kefren, vavam, and Aleph, and we have to know. What saves us when our lives are on the line? Rosh Hashanah, tezayin, arbeiz, and Rami Yitzchak. Dalad Varim and the Karing Zardino Shalodam. Hence, Nisana Tokev, Tshuva Tvilu, Tzedoka. I'm Ma'avirin. Why is one Ma'avirin and one Makarin? That's a separate shmooze. I'm an Akaponim, it's Ma'avirin, it's Makarin, it's Zardin, it's Matzim, it's Mavis. I'm on at Stoka. We understand Stoka. Mitzvah, Masa, Taivin. I give all the get occupied. Be Shakua, be fully engrossed and immersed in Mitzvah, Masa, Taivin. Put up the Sukkah, buy the Dalamin, and think Tyrat or get so busy that you don't have time to think about an Avera. Famous psychologist Wayne Dyer. He says on one of his tapes, I heard this 23 years ago when I was traveling from Ne Yisrael for Shaduchim. Had a lot of time to listen to tapes. This is before MP3 days. And so when he used to have the tape decks in the car, and now parenthetically a friend of mine came over to me. He said he took his friend his car and he had a son in the car. It was an old car. And before you had the CD slots, you had the tape, the cassettes. Everyone here knows, at least looking around at the ages, we know what a cassette is. He had his 14-year-old son in the car. He takes out his Apple iPhone and he puts it into the tape deck. He looks at his son. He says, Yaakov, what are you doing? He says, isn't this an iPhone charger? He says, oh, Vesemir, what's happening to the world? I know it's for tapes. What's a tape? What's a cassette? I had plenty of time. Shaduchim listens. After I went through a Barrel Wines collection, I'm listening to some Wayne Dyer. And he says he has a next-door neighbor. He has a world-renowned psychologist, famous therapist, and everyone's coming to his door in Jaguars and Lexus Rolls Royce with their fur coats. He has a next door neighbor. He says she's got 10 kids. It had to be an Orthodox woman. 10 kids next door to Wayne Dyer. And the kids are running all over the place. And it's a major balagan. And one day he can't hold back. And he knocks on the door and he says, look, I'm a world famous therapist. I got wealthy people coming in the most luxurious vehicles, a fancy fur coats and diamond rings. And they're knocking on my door left and right 24/7. And I see your house is meshuggah. There's so much noise about balagan. How come you never knocked on my door to meet with me? He says, how'd you not have a nervous breakdown? He says, who has time to have a nervous breakdown? I don't have any time. I'm too busy. Who has time to go to my next door neighbor, Wayne Dyer? I get busy, lahavdil, with mitzvah, smile, sometimes it be shakul, legamri, velasoik, be mitzvah, and yom amela, yesim, ikol, shayim, osashonah, that we understand. Stalka, mitzvah, smile, sometimes, and sefer, tshuva, alpi, the chidah, based on the tumarekis, we understand, tairo. So that's our list. We have a beautiful Rambam. We understand what we have to work on in Aser Simei Tshuva. So let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. And we turn then with Siyata Deshmaya to the Shulchan Aruch to see what he has to share when it comes to the Avoda of Aser Simei Tshuva. So we saw a list of the Rambam, and we read so many of the Musa Sfarim, and we're expecting a lengthy list of Chumrah after Chumrah Efshar to take on, So let's read a machaber. One short line. Siman Tov Reish Beis and Archayim. Say there Yemei Atshuva is the koteret, is the heading of the siman. Obo Sifecha. He writes the machaber, brevity at its best. V'chol ha-yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah l'yom ha-kippurim marim mitfilas v'sachanunim. Okay, we understand? Tshuva tefilah v'tzedakah v'avir aswa g'seira. Tza'aka kefi kocha, writes Rabbi Yitzchak, Rosh Hashanah, Tabatez, Ha'inu, Arbeis, Rosh Shimshon Pinkus, and Shar Matfilah. Agamali Gerichas, how tza'aka is the highest form of tefilah, tza'aka from the mamaki, the pneumius of the leif. You don't even know how to articulate, how to encompass all the myriad feelings, and package it into some succinct message. What do you do, tza'aka? You shout, tza'aka. And with all of your kayach, we understand riboy of tefilas and tachnunim. Agamali, that's him in Tofresh Beis. And the Machaber's not done. Tofrei Shkimel, interestingly enough, an untitled siman. So, Mitzan Echad, it's a Hemshechav, the Seder Yemei HaTshuva. Siman Tofrei Shkimel, it warrants its own independent siman, but doesn't get a title. Zok the Mechaber Bosef Echad. And the Hainu, again, it's a separate shmuz, why the Rabbi Yosef Kairo set it up this way. But I'll go upon him just for the obvious diuk. And there's a Koterik called Seder Yemei HaTshuva. There's one in him which is Tfilah. And now let's pause. Let's start an entirely new independent siman. Obo sefachar, it's a hemshach of the avoda, the ikri avoda of Aser Semei Tshuva. So what should I be working on? Again, one line. One line without even a title. Hazok of Yosef Kairo. Af mishenu nizar mipashal kusim. Be Aser Semei Tshuva tzorch lizar. Even one who typically is not careful, not ever particular, not meticulous, to abstain, to refrain from consuming paspalt or basakum, over here, Aser Semei Tshuva, you should be nizer. All right, we're going to go back to our old ways, back to the Dunkin' Donuts. At the end of it, it's okay. It's a kasha. Many Bali Musa, many Sforma, Kedoshim, tackle. And what's the Indian? We're showing the Milo, we could attain these standards. But that's it. That's the Mechaber. He's done speaking. What do we, midida achila, when it comes to food, so you know what, stay away from, I can give you plenty of other good reasons to stay away from the Dunkin' Donuts and the Entimates, Vachuli, your wife, I'm sure, can give you plenty of good reasons. And then, of course, you go into Dunkin' Donuts, and remember, haven't been in a Dunkin' Donuts or a Starbucks in years, Baruch Hashem, but I remember years ago, they had t-shirts, there were employees in Dunkin' Donuts, and it said, friends, don't let friends drink Starbucks. Okay, so whether it's Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, you're going in, a Mezoinus, v'chulei, is it the Bishul, a pass falter, that's it, that's the Mechaber, not a word about Staka. Now look at the glaring omissions here. Mama, the diak is more what the Muhammad didn't say than what he did say. Now where's my Ramam? Yes, and where are my dark hair tshuva? The Ramam delineated for us. I have Shina Maisim, Shina Shmo. I have the tzedakah. I have the tzalka. Where are all these inyanim? One thing, tefillah. That's it. A new simon. And when it comes to food, you know what? Stay away from paspalter, pasal. Yes, Haitik Poskim, the contemporary Yadin, Chol of Yisrael, and other in Yonim, that a Mokushur Be'etzim Tamidid Achila. That's it. That's Aser Semei Tshuva. Be very careful with what you eat during Aser Semei Tshuva. That is its own Simon and Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tafresh Gimel. That is Kilu Bimkom, being Margish, emphasizing anything outside of the realm of Tefillah. No tzedakah, no mitzvahs, no masam taivim. And Mechaber says, I told you everything you need to know. Ma pesher ha-devorim. Smamish have bothered me for years. This is it. I want a whole list of chumras. Tell me what to take on. Bo sif echad. One succinct line. What's the pshat? Perhaps you see out the Shemaya, the Indian is as follows. We just had Rosh Hashanah, but a couple of days ago, and we all know the famous Ramah and Simon Tov Kuf Pei Gimel and Siv Beis. And we know that whatever your minig is, and Rav Rabinowitz and Piskei Chubas, Rav Gabriel Zilner, Nitte Gavriel, Rav Karpil, Choschag, Bechag, Rav Alam, Ola De Kodesh, Rav Obelander, Minig Avasin, Biyodeno, and Chelek Aleph, and Perek Beis, and so many others, Rav Lui, Minig Esau, we have a slew of them in Hagen, people who abstain from nuts, some just on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, some on both days of Rosh Hashanah, some keep it going throughout the duration of Aser Semei Tshuva, some through Hoshana Rabba, even some through Simchas Torah, they stay away from nuts. Many different shitas. We have the famous Deborah Tzinner and Charles Shoes, Bar Moshe, Chel, Gimel, Simon, Tzani, Zion. If the nuts are crushed up, if they're ground up and they're not readily discernible, even though they taste like nuts, oh, that's okay, you mix it into a cake, that's okay. Is it just walnuts, the Pashup pshat of enegos is an encompass all the full gamut of all the nuts out there. I could tell you years ago when I had the schus to do shemesh by Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz, he told me that I asked him. I said, Rebbe, tell me what shaylas do you get the most regarding Rosh Hashanah? You think shay for my yotze? Say this. The shaylah he got asked the most often on an annual basis, Rebbe, oy vey, I put some nuts into my cake. What am I going to do? As somebody sent me a dish, I got some nuts on the chocolate. Am I allowed to eat it? I base me here. So let's see the Makor HaDover. It's the Ramah. That's the Ramah and Simatovka Bay Gimel and Sebeis. Talks about the Sugin Krisis, obviously, the Abav HaMenel, the things that we do eat, the Simana Milsa, the famous Marel, and Baragayla, B'nai Yisoscha, and other, and Yonim. And what's it all about, the Simonim? So once we're on the topic of food, and let's go to perhaps the most famous Halacha and Tavka Pei Gimel, Azok the Heilig Ramal, Ayesh Medaktikim Shalolecha Lagozim, why She'egos B'Gamatria Chet? It's a gematria, egg is gematria, chet vahot. Let's go a viter. Shehin marim ki chavaniyam avala matfila. A paskins, the Ramah based on the maril, that it increases hawking and phlegm. And that's ma'akib the tefila. As Dr. Matthew Ephraim, Ephraim is Amma Magolios here in Tavka Pei Gimel, and Sivkot and Gimel writes, the Matthew Ephraim, I should be makbid, therefore, not to be mafriya, not to share the tefila throughout the course of the year. I, Dr. Matthew Ephraim, but on Rosh Hashanah, there's kavono ritsui of amuka, we have to have an tefila for Rosh Hashanah, and not to be mafriya, befrat, beshas, kias, shayfar. That's why we have to be ever meticulous, stay away from the nuts. Marbaki Chemaniya. And now, if I didn't have the Ramah, I would have just said, like the Maril, Marbaki Chemaniya, I would have just opted to espouse that second shout, which is what the Lavush does. Lavush says the Ikka reason is it's Marbaki Chemaniya, increases the hawking and the phlegm. The Yosef Ometz and Sima 977 as well in. Tov, Kuf. Hatzadi Zayin writes the Yosef Ometz like the Lavush. The Ikka reason is we stay away from nuts because the Marbaki Chemaniya. But that wasn't the first shout the Ramah bought. He bought a gematria. Egos is gematria chet. Okay, so let's go back to mathematics. Let's go back to our younger years. And what do we know? Egos is gematria 17 and chet is gematria 18. We're one off. It doesn't even equal exactly. It's a gematria. I know gematria is the last Mishnah. Perkimel, Perkielvis, Perkimel, Mishnah Yerches, and Tikkun Yisawar, and Tikkun Chof Aleph Avada. There's a soid amuk in Inyani gematrias. I'm not complaining, but doesn't even equal. Ah, you'll tell me Makolo, yes, I know Shin Shampinka, Shabbos Malkasol, and Perak Aleph in Ahos Gimel, pages 23 and 24, talks about the Inyan Apikabolar, Yitzhak Isaacharber, Pisre Sharon, page 252, talks about it. You could be one off a Gamacha. Not only that, we have the Bala Turin, and we have the Rokeach and the Sefer Gamacha, so if you don't chosen in the beginning of Mayachi, Perak Memches and Posake, Menash and Ephraim, Kiruvin, the Shimon Yuli, Hazag the Bala Turin and the Rokeach, Menash and Ephraim is one off in Gamacha from Ruvin and Shimon. Ella, that was included in the Gavaliga Kavana. Yaakov is being Marames. Even though it's one off of Gematria, I want you to treat the Gematria of Menashe and Ephraim, Keruvim the Shimon. I want you to make it like a tikkun. And then, of course, we have the Domino Lucky Yosher, the Talmud Mubak of the Tumas Edeshin, quoting his Hale Gareb of the Tumas Edeshin, based on the Gemara and Kitten, Pechesim and Aleph. And you're allowed to be one off in Gematria. Okay, you're allowed to be one off in Gematria, Gavaliga. I say, here I'm being Seimechanim Akola. I could be one off in Gematria. And I have a gematria that's the first reason, not like the Lavush, not like the Yosef Ametz, look, the Ramah based on the Maril, I stay away from knots, the Kasha or Berkowitz gets asked more than anything else, because of a gematria. We don't need it because of a gematria. What is going on with the Yiddishkeit? And now we know when it comes to small things, there was a Kirov Rav who once got an email from a lady saying, I want to know, Rabbi, one of these Ask the Rabbi forums, why is it that Yiddishkeit cares about the picayune, the minor trivial details? Why do we care what shoe you put on in the morning and what shoe you tie first? Why does the Yiddishkeit care about all these small things? And not only that, Rabbi, but I sent you an email 3 weeks ago and you still haven't responded to me. And what's going on? The Rabbi writes back and he says, look, I'll tell you the truth is like this. You see, I did respond right away. But when I wrote your email address, I wrote Yahoo.com and I forgot to put that little period in between Yahoo and com. And because I left out the little period, your email got lost in cyberspace. Now you wrote me again. I got it right. You want to know? That's the answer to your question. Sometimes a little dot, a little minuscule nothing at first glance makes all the difference whether the message conveyed reaches its designation or not. Reads is the place it's supposed to go to. One dot makes a difference whether it's going to get lost forever in cyberspace or it's going to make it to your email inbox. And the end of the day, little things in Yiddishkeit. So, okay, gematria, I'm going to stay away from it. Egos. What's going on here? Nuts. You can't ignore the pun. We're going nuts. What's pshat? Aye, but it doesn't end there. Now let's talk about fish. Now we know the Gedolei Poskim all say it's a Siman Tov. We sat down the first night of Rosh Hashanah without getting into the Machlokes Chelukei Deyos. Do we have the Simanim in the second night or not? In the end of the day, we have the Abu Jerom, we have the Shulchan Aruch Haral, we have the Mat Ephraim, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Derech HaChayim. We have all Kemat, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Gedolei Poskim. We should Bedavka Hafish and Rosh Hashanah. Why? Has a Siman Tov, Shenifra Benirba Kedog. And we know any Siman Tov, we get Chabar Ein. Someone was on my table 2 years ago. He said, Rabbi, we should also take out raisins and celery. Why? We all know it, so we should have a Siman Tov for a raisin salary. He says, oi, but Rabbi, I'm telling you a new Chiddush this year. We should eat it under the table so we get paid off the books. However you're going to learn, a Simon HaTov, any Simon HaTov that we can pick up, that's the Simon. We're always looking for Simon. So we want to be Nifra, Venirba, Kedogim, the Brachim, Yochanan, that went to Dogim. Let's eat fish. Except this a Chidol. And we go to our beloved Chidol, Rav Chaim Yosef, David was alive. And we go to his Birka Yosef, Simon HaTov, Kibtzadi Zion. And writes the Birka Yosef, according to Tash Beitz, it's the Rash Beitz, and Chidushim, Rosh Hashanah, Chafayim, and Aleph. And he says, you should Badafka refrain from consuming fish in Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because one place in God's Tanakh, one place, Sefer Nehemiah, Perkei Gimel, Posuk Desayin, it's referring to a dog, a fish, and it spells dog, not Dalet Gimel, but Dalet Aleph Gimel. Aye, what's Dalet Aleph and Daiga? Worry. Aye, what to me? Worry. I don't want to think about Daiga. Azok the Chidah, and he writes in his Machzik Brocha, following the Birkei Yosef, Tokiv Tzadi Zayin, he writes the Chidah, I have a raya from a Zoyar, and Simon and Tikkun Chavav, where the Zohar Taka discusses Adag and Da'agah, Dalet Gimel intertwined with Dalet Aleph Gimel. It's reminiscent of a worry, and the Chidah in his Avodas HaKodesh Morab Etzman Simates, he paskins Allah Cholamaisa, stay away from fish Rosh Hashanah. Now, he true this, he brings the Shas Shuvas, Abbas Yehuda also, and Chelek Aleph, who discusses other reasons to refrain. Simcha, without getting into Machlokes, we show in Machon, do you have Simcha Rosh Hashanah, do you not have Simcha? It says, Samachta Bechagecha, Kesa Liyom Chagenu, so again, Abbas Yehuda, and Kiptes Aman Aleph, or Achayim Tov Kiv Chavtes, we know it's called a Chag, so Hashem says, Iba Bechesa, the Simcha be covered over, concealed the Simcha a little bit. Okay, big Shiloh, and you have Simcha, and Achidos says, that's not the Ica reason. The Ica reason to not have fish in Rosh Hashanah is Kafid Latash Bates, and that's how he paskins a leave at Hilkosah. Stay away from fish. Why? Because one place in Gan's Tanakh it spells dog, losh, and daigo, and we don't want to think about daigo, worry, or that's it. Fish, it's a pella. Oh, you think it stops there? No way. We have a minig to dip our apples in honey. It's a minig. The tour, Amaril say, is a minig Ashkenaz, the Darkei Moshe, Ramot. He brings down the minig as well, B'shem, the Avodrom, and others, we dip apples and honey. It's a big shayla, why do we dip Bedavka apples? Amaril says, Api Kabbalah, Stei Tapuchin, there's a Ben Ishchai, Parson Yitzovin, there's a Rechaim Falashi, Merkachai, many different reasons why we have for apples. Somebody share with me this year, you know what we should do? Everyone should take their Apple iPhones and dip them nice and deep in their honey. Take those apples and just dip them in the honey and put them aside for a while. And the other day, we take apples and we dip it in honey. We dip it down in Devash tomorrow. We dip it in Devash Devorim. Rav Zilberstein is a beautiful schnickel based in Rav Spiegel and Aleinu the Shabeach. And why do we use bee honey? We should be using Devash tomorrow, which is Eitzer Shem and Devash. Although it's Nachman Akopon, and we dip the apples in the honey. Do you think it makes a difference what color apple you use? Most Gorishan, I would say, it doesn't make a nafkamina. Comes along the Machzor Vitri and Simon Shinchov Aleph from the Beis Medrash of Rashi, and the Matzah Vitri says, you should bedavka use red apples. Bedavka red apples, okay? Red apples, pretty commonplace. We should bedavka use red apples. Along comes the Otzer Yanachayim, and Simon 7:14, Tav Shin Yadalit, and writes the Otzer Yanachayim, you should bedavka not use red apples. And because red apples conjure up sinful thoughts, and it's not as Chiddush Rabbeinu Bechai twice in his Perush Al HaTorah, Azok Rabbeinu Bechai in Parshas Toldos, Perachafay in Parshas Tetzava, Perachafches. All right, Rabbeinu Bechai, what does Esav define as Edo? And what does he see? The Chelak Achitzoni, the Chelak Agashmi, and the Tzanafizi of the Machal, Haliteni Noman, Aldam Azeb. I don't even care what it is. Just give me the red stuff. I want to consume in a glorious fashion. Haliteni Loshanita. Just let me consume the red stuff. That's Edom. That's his essence. It's all about the Chelak Hafizi, the Chelak Achitzoni, the most superficial that which remains on the periphery, he wants the red stuff. All right, to the Sam Sofer and Drosh Eschela base, page 244, he brings the Rabbeinu Machai and he says, and that's why you should stay away from things that are red. All right, to the Shach, Paskins, the Sifsei Kohen Yerodeya, and Simon Kuf, Ayin, Ches, Sifkot, and Gimel, he brings the Marik, a man should not wear bright red clothing, not only when a gay woman. A man should refrain from bright red clothing, it conjures up sinful thoughts, and has to do with blood, with chamimus, maral gorari, parshas Noach, cham is thus called. It's loshon taiva chamimus, and it's something we know even in the secular world. Douglas B. Adams, in his wonderful book, Ever Wonder Why, three places, page 20, page 52, page 114, he writes, you know why the stop signs are red? You know why lights are red? Because when you see red, you see the shiny red Corvette, it conjures up all lustful and taibadika thoughts, it conjures up images. You ever go to a bullfight? Allah Khamaisi, you're not allowed to go to a bullfight. To avenge yourself, Shal Shim Sikhamadas, Khail Gimel Simatam above, you're not allowed to go to a bullfight. You say hello, Riafera, Amalu Yatsu, you ever go to a bullfight? You heard, what is that happens in Matador? He takes someone a red cape. Oh, because the bull gets excited by the red. No, he doesn't. All bulls are colorblind. They have no idea what color the cape is. The red, who's the red for? It's for the audience. Because red gets the heart going, it's reminiscent of blood. How red gets it going, that's Rabbeinu Machaim, that's a Sam Sofer. Epstein and Mitzvah Samusur, that's the Shach and Kufay and Ches, and Sipkot and Gimel based on the Marik, that's Wendell Jamieson and Father Knows Less, page 74. And the book of Wise Up, page 117. That's the idea of stop signs that are red. That's the idea of red lights. It's all about red passes. Stay away from red apples, okay? Now that you all had your red apples in Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi, thanks for telling me now. You all enjoyed your red apples. Otsu Yarachayim, number 714. Here you have all these souls. Stay away from. I can't, it makes enough, the color, Rabbi, I understand the dot between Yahweh and Kam. I understand putting on my shoes and the symbolism of Chuli and the Machaber and Simon Beis, but Acharik of Chosakol, it matters the color, it matters the Gematria, and you think I'm done? Listen to this one, it's Mom's going to blow you out of the water. Azok the Sefer Zivam and Hagim, page 156. I looked in all the editions of Menhagim Chsam Sefer, and I didn't see it there, but in Zivam and Hagim, page 156, they write that the Chsam Sefer would refrain from drinking any seltzer carbonated beverages during Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because the bubbles and seltzer reminded him of anger flaring up. Hello. Reminded him of anger flaring up. Now, parenthetically, that itself is a tzarech beer. And why? Because Isaac Asimov writes in his Book of Facts, page 91, that it was John Matthews who in 1807 in Philadelphia, that's when they discovered seltzer. The first apparatus to infuse carbon dioxide into water was only made public in the year 1832. Sam Sofer, of course, was born in 1763. He was nifter at 77 in the year 1840. So you're going to tell me that in those 8 years between 1832 and Philadelphia, it made its way to Europe and that Sam Sofer already had a gracious table? It's a tzarech bein. But the truth is, Tom Standage has a New York Times bestseller from 2008, History of the World in Six Classes, and he writes on page 225, that actually goes back to the 1700s, and when they discovered it, Efshin Chsam Sofer had seltzer. That's a separate shear. Did he have seltzer? Did he not have seltzer? I'm not like a opponent. He wouldn't drink it. Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because the bubbles reminded him of anger. Ad Kenei Kach. How much do we have to go? And what's pshat? Finis Naiti, it's pshat. Because on Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Adin, when our lives are on the line, when we're being nechtav, Abister says what? Stay away from any shemets, any inkling, any snippet of sin bichlal. Stay away with a 10-foot pole. The color reminds you of taivas of chait. Stay away from anything red. The bubbles, you make the association, the correlation to kas, then keep it off the Rosh Hashanah table. Fish, dag, daiga, you might, if you know Tanakh, you might make that association. Okay, so Baruch Yeshiva Baruch, how many of them know Tanakh? They don't know the posuk in the Chavya. It's not going to profit. You have to remember, somebody came to a Vernon once, years ago. He said, I'm not giving money to Nei Yisrael anymore. The guys don't learn Tanakh. He says, what do you mean? I says, my Baruch, of course they know Tanakh. He says, yeah, I'll continue giving money to Yeshiva. If you prove to me they know Tanakh. So he says, let me bring you over my average bachur. He brings over Rabbeinowitz, and Rabbeinowitz, who is an Eloi Atzum, and he says, this is my average bachur. I says, so go ahead, ask him a posik in Tanakh. He asks him a posik in Tanakh. Rabbeinowitz says, what do you mean? Shavuos, daflamates. Ask him another posik, where's that? What do you mean? Nedarim daflamates. And the end of the day, Taisis, Bavli, Bolakel. I know reverse 19 letters, the Shlo's brother, Yeshnochlin, and that's only out the Chazor of Tanakh. But either way, you can know it from Sukkim. And you might make that association. You know, Nechemi, Yud Gimel Tassai, and Dang Daigo. It's enough to keep it off the table. Egos, it's a Gematria. Paparos, Lechokma, Gimel Yud Ches, and Elvis, but so, I have the association, keep it off. It's not part of my culinary delights that grace the Rosh Hashanah table, keep it off the table. I don't want any connection to chait. I don't want to think about chait. I don't want to think about any shemitz of sin. I but alas yakasha. We have a sugya a few places in Shas, Gittin, Dav Zayin, Amad Aleph, Chul, and Dav Hey, Amad Beis. Taisus discusses it as well, Umsochem, and in Shamas, Dav Yud Beis, Amad Beis. And we have the Taisus in Gittin, Dav Zayin, according to Rabbeinu Tam and Chulin, according to the Re. Gemara says that Eino Kodesh Vuchu Mevi Tzalkolo, Ayyadei Behemtim, Shel Tzadikim, Al Tzadikim, Atzman, Alachas Kam Vakam. Pinchas Ben Yor, the whole sugya, Eberster is not going to cause Tzadikim to sin when it comes to what? The Gemara is discussing in Yoni Machal vis-a-vis the behemoths, the animal kingdom. Azok to Rabbeinu Tam and Zok to Ri. I, we have cases. Yehuda, Ben Tamai, Shemim Sheltov, the Homais and Makis, first parak, Heim and Beis. We have cases where they made mistakes. So there's a Ritva in Makis, Tafei, there's a Ran in Chulin, Dav Zayin, Amin Aleph, we have other Rishayim. Shita Sabali Taisus is that it's Dafka by Mida Dachila. Why? Writes the Eini Shmuel, quoting his father. Writes the Chassan, Seifer, and Shuvas, and Chelekei, and the Netzivin is Merome Soda. Amishtar says, Tzadikim sometimes can sin. Adam Yitzadik, Ba'atzusha, Yasa, Tovla, Yato. Shalomel tells us, everybody sins. Sugin Shams, and Hayim, and Beis, Dal, and Mesa, and Shanochosh. So Taisus from this Posekai, who Barob, and Eldam, Kalmar, Nefshachayim, has his own teretz. Alkoponim, we do have Averis, but Tzadikim will not sin and meet an Achila. Why? The Gedolei Achonim explained, because now what you eat, you are what you eat, and it goes into the goof, it circulates throughout the body, it's metamte in the lave, and it makes you on a lower spiritual madriga. Stay away from what? From food. And yet, even though we stay away from food, that might be reminiscent of chait, even if it's not something that is not lacking necessarily trumas and mice being hofresh. It might not be something that's chait, but so goes so. It's still something that goes into our body. It makes us think. It becomes part and parcel of the neshoma. Keep it off the table. Now we can understand. A peladika tamei menhagim. Writes the tamei menhagim in Oni Ishus, page 402, Simon 940. Tough kufme. Writes the tamei menhagim. There's a minute to throw nuts at a chasim. By the Yofrof, again, we can't ignore it. Yeah, we're showing him, oh, buddy, your mom is nuts. All right, that's it. We throw nuts at the Chosin. One Chassid Sherebo once said, Perkel Lozer in chapter 16, Chosin Dom Lamelech, you're right. When he's a Bocher and he's on top of the world, he mamish thinks he's a Melech. Once he's getting married, he realizes he's only Dom Lamelech. All right, that's it. He's only like a king. And once he's married for a while, he realizes he ain't the king. That's it. She's the queen, and that's it. And the end of the day, we throw nuts at him. Why? Writes the Talmud and Hogan, because the Chosin is listed as one of the three in the Yerushalmi Bikurim. And Parakim Alachigimel was Nimchaloa Kovan Osav. And Egos is Gematria Chait, but it's also Gematria Tov. And fascinatingly enough, it equals exactly Tov, and it's one off in Egos. And there it's 18 verses 17. Again, some Defusei Amishnayas, the Defusei of the Ramah, have Chait spelled without the Aleph. And the Degamachanei Ephraim writes in his Likutim Parshas Devarim that when a person does a chait, he forgets about, why is the Aleph silent? Because when you sin, you're forgetting about the Aleph of the world. Medrash Osus Rabbi Akiva, who's the Aleph, the chief, the officer of the world? The Ribono Shom. So writes the Degamachanei Ephraim, quoting his Zaidi the Baal Shem Tov, when you sin, you're forgetting about the Aleph of the world. That's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'nei Yisavsch HaRogi Yishon, number 246. Aleph is consisting, comprised of two Yuds and Avav, Gematria 26, Gematria Shem Avaya. You're losing the Aleph when you do a ma'aseh. Okay? Over here we throw nuts at the chasim to show that the tov outweighs the chait. To bring it back to the Rosh Hashanah table. Isn't that exactly what we want? Yes, it equals chait, but it equals exactly tov. Bring it back to the table. Terrence says, what? I'll bring it back to the table. You want to throw nuts at the table, that's one, but don't eat them. Don't eat them. Don't bring anything into your system, into your body that's reminiscent of chait one iota. So now perhaps we can understand. There are more these hakbodas, when it comes to egos v'chulei, I can look at them, but I don't want to bring them into my system. I don't want to make them a part of me, because in a sense, indeed, you are what you eat. I write Rav Yitzchak Eisenhower in his Drashas Siach Yitzchak. Our madregan ruchnius is so often nikva, based on the food that we eat. Although nonit natayra, Ella the Ochle Haman, the Hosuga and Yuma, Dafai and Haman base, we know it's Lechem Shemalachi Yasharis Ochlembo. When we were the Dor Dea, the Dor Makabli Torah, what do we eat? We eat the Mon, which is Muvla Bein Haivarim, Lechem Aklokel. There was no waste. Rechaim Lojan, Rechaim and Oz, Paragimel Mishnah Gimel. There was no psolus, no rain, nothing had to be excreted. There was no waste that had to exit our bodies. It was miraculously absorbed into the Gukas. There was no Chelik Aran, no Chelik Apsilas. To highlight our Gavaldigamadriga was what? Was Davkai Dei the Mon. Atainus Tesla. Chasim and Aleph, Aaron v'schuso, we had the Nani HaKavod v'schus Miriam Be'er. But the bread, the lechem, the man, the staple of our existence was v'schus Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the Yishu Lokim. That's living on a Madrigo, where writes Rabbeinu Machayin is like Dominus Pemish and Vayakil. And you can be Mefarnes, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yishu Lokim. Chetzolamati, he was boss of Adam, Chetzolamala, he was a Malach. I was from Nosim Prak Aleph. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Nesfarnes, Ayyadei the Torah. And Torah gave him a Zachilah. The mon highlighted who we were. We ate the mon. We want to start out a new year. You know what we should be working on? I saw afterwards the Rav Yonah Sanayevshitz Reisness in the beginning of Yaros Devash and Chelek Aleph Dursham. At Sayom Har Solom, we go back to the beginning of the world. It's time to fix, to rectify Adam and Chava's sin all over again. It's time to bring the world back to the beginning. Ha'Ebister says when he creates Adam and Chava, what does he give them? He gives them a tzivoy. And what is that sivoy? Parak Beis, Pasuk Yitzayin, Abrashus, Eitzadas, Tovarolo, Sochamimena. But we often ignore that mitzvah lo saseh came on the heels of a mitzvah saseh. Writes the Radak, writes Rabbeinu Bachai, and the Meshachochim is Machavin, Vidait, and Anamshay, and Abrashus, Parak Beis, Pasuk Yitzayin. Abishtur was Matim, he prefaced that lo saseh within Aseh. He told all the Menchava, Bekol Eitzagan, Ochel Tochel, the Hainu, there's a separate mitzvah saseh. Go out into my garden, enjoy the mangoes and the coconuts and the apples and the oranges. I want you to go out and enjoy it. And adds the Meshach Chochmah. Had they gone out, L'shem Shemayim, to enjoy it solely for the right reasons? A mitzvah is making B'inah, B'shaita. It would have shielded them metaphysically, and they never would have fallen prey and been lured and seduced by the Eitzahara. But they didn't do it, L'shem Shemayim. They had an assay, go out and eat all the food. I followed immediately after by Losa, said, don't eat that. How do we start out the new year? It's time, L'chairo, to rectify Adam and Chava. And be more makbid on what you eat than ever before. Be more makbid on what comes into your system and what stays out of your system. Anything that's reminiscent of a negative pejorative color. Anything that's reminiscent of a gamatria that sets off your psyche. And that this is something negative from one perspective. I might be able to look at it, but I'm not going to bring it into my system. This is a time to reenact the Bria, Yom HaSolom, it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Adam and Chav all over again. What am I going to eat and what am I not going to eat? That's why we started Rosh Hashanah. And with Simonim, everything as well. Look at the chashivas we give to food. And look at the chashivas of how much we're makbid to keep certain foods off of the table. What we eat and what we don't eat. And then we journey on to Sesame Truth. Azok the Machaber, Tofresh Gimel. I want you to be more nisser, more careful, and with staying away from Paspalter, Pasakam, bread. Say after all the aforementioned, but what does he focus on bread? Lefianiyas Daiti, it's Pashat. If you go through all Shas, all 27, 11 folio pages of Bavli, and there's one Gemara that explains why the Ebishter is over Kaviyocho, on lo yisaponim, avalosik ha-shokon, and he shows favoritism to Klal Yisrael. We have a Gemara in Maseches Brochos, Daf Chof, Amud Beis. And we're in the Malachi Yashari's question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and why do you show favoritism to Klal Yisrael? Hashem could have said, the Mayam Segula, the Mayam Nimcha, they do the Tayyik Mitzvah, they learn Tayra. Hashem gave them one answer. You know why I show the favoritism? Because I told them on the pages of Parshas Ekeb, Echad, Vasat, Virachta, Hashem Lokecha, and they're Machmir al Atzma, like Rameo, like Rabbi, Ad Kezayas, Ad Kebetza, Ad Sposha, the Phineas Taiti, the one place in Shas, where Hashem himself, Kaviyochu, gives us the answer. And you know why I act towards clients on the Fenimashur Sadin? Because when it comes to meeting Achila, when it comes to eating Lechem Bifrat, I look how careful they are. Zok the Machaber Tofrei Shkimol. If you're not so careful about the type of bread that you eat, and this is the time of year, it's the reenactment of Adam and Chava. It's time to start all over again. This is what to eat and what not to eat. And that's what you got to be focusing on. So that's why we work on a Sesame Tshuva. And then we get to Erev Yom Kippur, the whole Sugya and Brachas. And our Tesla base here, we have a halacha, a mitzvah d'araisa to eat. Oh, gevaldik. And the Sraf me brisk biography, Rishul Leib Diskin, he used to carry nuts and raisins all day long. He used to make sure to be eating all day in Erev Yom Kippur to get tons and tons of mitzvahs. Eating, why dafka now? It's poshut. After Rosh Hashanah, and after an avodah v'aser simi tshuva, wherein there was a hargoshim yuchenis, we put an added emphatic emphasis, an emphatic tone on what we eat and what we don't eat. All the menchava were given one sivoy. All the tayyik mitzvahs came down to what? Eat from these trees and don't eat from that one. All of zocha, reshomer, aseis, and losaseis came down to that sivoy. Abister says it's time to correct it. Be careful what you eat and be careful what stays away from you. After we worked on that for 10 days, and we get Erev Yom Kippur now. Now you can eat L'Shem Shemayim. Now you'll be able to eat L'Shem Shemayim and understand that we eat in order to live and we don't live in order to eat. And now we have a mitzvah where Rav Gedalia Shor writes in page 20 of Or Gedayot by Inyan Yom Kippur, citing Rav Tzodik, a Kohen of Tzodik. He talks about in his scripture, say Smachal as well. And writes Rav Tzodik on Erev Yom Kippur, the eating of Erev Yom Kippur can be mala all the achidah shakol sha'imos hashana. And we can thereby elevate every mice achidah in Erev Yom Kippur. Everything is all what? The Eibishter's. And on the heels of that, we go into Yom Kippur. What's Yom Kippur? Writes the Maral. Adrosh l'sham shuvu, we don the kittel. We abstain entirely from eating, drinking. We become kimalachei hashares. No tzorach achid l'shtia. And why? We realize what's really important in life. We don't even need the food. And that's Yom Kippur. Agav, Purim, we know. The Arizal, based on the Zohar. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim. As Levine is night, it comes out very geschmack. A Yom Kippur sees with it a mitzvah deraisa the day before Yom Kippur. We have a mitzvah deraisa to eat, followed by a mitzvah deraisa not to eat. And what is Purim and Habakkuk? The Habakkuk, we have a Tainus Esther, mamish the opposite. A Tainus Esther, Tainus the day before Purim. And Purim is Kulo Lachem, as the day of Yemei Mishnah, a Simcha, famous Briskarov, the Kutta, Grisim, Chelik Aleph, and Anstam, and Emtsoy, it's an end of itself to make it Yemei Mishnah, a Simcha. And those are the two halves of the Yom, the Fiendi is Night, to be Masakin, what? That Adam and Chava messed up with an Asay and a Los Asay. They ate that which they were not supposed to, and they didn't eat L'Shem Shoy, that which they were supposed to. And comes along Yom Kippur to be Machabra for the Los Asay violation. Comes a Purim to be Machabra for the Asay. But together with Habakkuk, here we prepare by fasting, and then we go into eating L'Shem Shemayim. Yom Kippur, we work on the Kiddush of the Maisa Achila, and then we go into Yom Kippur, we don't even need to eat at all. Famous Maisa, they saw Chaim Shmulevitz, and one Shalosh Shudas, and he was eating a piece of herring, a piece of gefilte fish. And they said, Chaim, we have the famous Zohar, now we know, our Pesach Shchalias V'Shabbos, famous among in Avram, Alpi, the Shalom, Tuf, Mem, Dalit. Sifkon base, based on the Shlo, and we know that there are certain times you can be Samech, but there are Kalla, Ashkenazim, and not Samech on the Zohar, Pasha Samar. Said, hey, enough, you can be Makayim, Shalash, Shudis, with Devrei Torah. Says, Vachlu Ayom, Einachrami, Devrei Torah, Blives, and Achila. I'm not going to run the Shlo, we don't pass in that way. The Svardim Takadu, Aben Ishchai, Shalash, Shudis, Ropolim, and Chelak Alephi, Yordaya, Simon, and Hey, are passing the Zohar, Lachachila. You can fulfill Shalash, Shudis, with Devrei Torah. Say, said, Rabbi, Rachaim Shalomitz, why eating the Gefilter? She says, if I am Samech on the Zohar, I say Shtikotara Epsha, you'll slug me up, and I wasn't Yotzei Shal Shudis. You can't slug up a piece of gefilte fish, and you can't slug up a piece of herring. This way, I know for sure it's Makayvit. And what's the smusuk? A musuk is you get to a zaydarga. Even the Torah is your achila. Eibiter says that's a sesame tshuva. Phineas night. Look, let's package it all together in our remaining 45 minutes. People say, yeah, last night I was saying a shir, I was the third speaker, and the other ones went a little bit into my territory. I said, I'm not worried. I said, I speak faster than everyone else. I squeeze it into a short amount of time. Somebody in my show once came over, he says, Rabbi Feiner, if you would speak as slowly as you would daven, and you would daven as fast as you speak, then we'd be in really good shape. So very, very quickly, let's mamash put it all together. And we started Sefer Tshuva, we know about Stokatats, and we understand why that's on the Rambam's list, and to be Osek, Legamri, and Torah, Mitzvah, Mas, and Torah, and yet Torah wasn't mentioned. The Rishonim, they're not talking about Torah. So we have the Sefer Tshuva, according to Berke Yosef, Tukke Peyalos, and Katan Vav, based on the Torah Berekis, we understand. The Phineas Night, we put it all together with the Zohar and the Siyuma de Milso, and what emerges as follows. Amister says, I want you to go back to Gan Eden. Hayomar Solom, you're going back to Odom and Chava, Kodom Achei. And I encompassed all tying mitzvahs into what? What to eat and what not to eat. Starting from Rosh Hashanah, we make more of an Indian simonim. We make a brachas on food. We're giving more chashivas to what we eat and what we don't eat. Colors of apples, gematria associations, fish. All this what? We're going to be more careful. Sister Chuba, what's the avodah to Reish Gimel? Stay away from Dunkin' Donuts, from Entenmann. Stay away from Pas Palter, from Pas Akim. That's it. Food. Why? Start all over again. Start from scratch. You're going to play Adam and Chav all over again. And then you're going to get to a madrega, the culmination of the Avodas El of Aser Semei Tshuva, is to get to Yom Kippur, you're like Malachi Asheres writes the Maral and Rosh Hashanah Shuva, and you don't even need to eat. Shana, you're on Yom Kippur, you don't need to eat. Why? Because the Torah and Tefillah, that is your Achila. That's the Zohar and Emor, Tzadheim and Aleph. And you get to a madrigal, well, what do I want to eat? And the Gra used to say, Rav Eliach brings in the three-volume biographical work, Hagod. And Rav Vilna Gaon said, I've aged such bitter tire, I wish I didn't have to eat, I wish I didn't have to sleep. But what can I do? It's a mitzvah, she'ef sholas is re'cherim. And nobody else can eat for me, nobody else can sleep for me, so I have to finish. I have to sleep a little bit. But how am I? We didn't even have to sleep at all. Ella what? Yes, we have to sleep, we have to eat, because we got to be healthy. But in the end of the day, if we get to a matrega like a Yom Kippur, the what? Then the Taira, the Tefillah, that is our Achila. I like Rabbeinu Mechayin as a Domino Vayaka. We realize what's keeping us alive. Every day of Elul, what do we say to Hilma Kapito Chavzayin? And we have the famous pasuk, Ach Hashalti Meis Hashem, Osa Makesh. What's the one Bakasha Shit to Meis Hashem Koy Mechai? Many different Perushim, famous Kasha, and the blatant redundancy, is it a Shaila, is it a Bakasha? Many different Shot. Listen to Ramosha Shmuel Shapiro Talmud of the Brisker Rav, Rashiva Bar Yaakov, and the Sefer Zov Mishva. And he also questions, what's the pshat? Is it a sheila? Is it a bakasha? Why the need for both? All right, so Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, you know what a sheila conveys? It connotes the sense. Sheila is, I'll have a request, but you know what? I can live without it. Efshar lichyos bilado. I can live without it. In fact, sheila is what is shoal, one of the dalet shomrim. I'm going to borrow, can I borrow your car? If I really wanted your car, I'd find a way to buy it. Ella, what? I only need to borrow it. What? I want it, but I don't want it that much. I only need it temporarily. Abakosha, and you hear it in the words. Abakesh sholom urfeyo. It connotes an emphatic tone of what? Ayyav sholichyo spil adas. Dr. Moshe Shmuel Shapiro. I can't live without it. Achashal the Amishtar, I have a request. But what? Oh, Savakish, you know what's keeping me alive? It's not the bread. It's not the sleep. Abrochis kim amazed up in the milk isn't even sleeping. And he's barely eating. And what's life? I just want one thing and one thing only. Oh, Savakish, shit to be amazed. I want the Torah. And we get to the Madrega of the Torah. We show up and show the Torah's our Achila. And that's what we want. That is our Ratzon. It all comes down to the Torah. Beautiful Sefer Doresh Tov shares a Maisa, Rav Avram Fine, one of the Rosh Yeshivas of Yeshiva Tov Hadas a few decades ago. And after the Holocaust, he went back to his hometown in Europe. And he found two other Bokharim, and they wanted to learn. So they found a Bokhar, a Mavugar from Yeshiva Slobodko, and they asked if he could please be the Rebbe to teach these three boys. So one day he asks Rav Avram Fine and the two other Chavrusas, he says, tell me, every Rosh Chodesh we bench a Hiratzin, and what's the number one request? What's the most important request of all the Hiratzins? So some give the answer. The Rebbe says, I'll tell you. It's the last one. Shiyamale koma shalas libeinu l'taiva. Because if you have koma shalas libeinu, you have everything. Famous Meister of Gusmet, it's in the New Artsko biography. His wife, Sola, he says he would stand up for his wife. And three reasons. She was the daughter of a Talmid Chacham. He said, but Aniva's Gemura says she's the wife of a Talmid Chacham. She's an Eishes Chavra. I have to stand up. She's the wife of a Gosman. After all, you know, somebody came to our Moshe once. He said, Rebbe, and when I see you, do I make the bracha shacholik mechav masul reyav? Moshe said, Kenzain, yeah. How you do? What do you want to answer? So she was, and he says, and for another Maisa, when she was a young girl, Chaim Ozer put her on his lap. And he said, and only he rotsins in the Siddur by Motzei Shabbos. And we ask for these sharim, parnasa, v'chulei sharim. What's the most important shar? And she answered as a young girl, shari siyata d'shmaya. Because if you have siyata d'shmaya, you have everything. So here this rabbi says to these boys, what's the most important one? Sheyamale Hashem, Rav Avram Fine is a 12-year-old. He says, no, Rabbi, b'mechivas kevodcha, I think you're wrong. The most important one is Avas HaTaira of the Yerushalayim. To love the Torah. Why? Because if you ask Hashem for Koma Shalos, what's that? I want the latest Lexus. I want the BMW. I want the Jaguar. I want the beautiful home. I want the Armani suits, the Ferragamo belts. I want to have my wife to have the Tory Burch shoes and purses with Chulay. And I want to have the steak, the prime rib. I want to go to the Hasan Marina Del Rey. I want the best of the best. And you need to ask for Avas HaTaira. That changes your moral compass. It changes your outlook in life. And you don't say Koma Shalos. How do we know what's good for us? We ask for what? Avas HaTaira. If you have the Torah, you have everything. And that's why Yom Kippur, what's the Simcha? At least so often, lose sight. Let's go to Tainus Chavav and raise our Shingam Leah. Lahayim Tom Yisrael Kechamisha So Akiva Kippurim, the greatest Yom Tov in the world. Now let's flip the pages. The bottom of the Daflamin and Beis and Tainus. Abish Loma Yom Kippurim. Yom Dias Beis Lich Machila. Yom Sheninu Boluch Luchas Shnias. Luchas Achronis. Notice that the Vav HaChibur is absent. It's one and one the same thing. It's Yom De'ispe Slicha Mechila, Yom Sheninu Boluch Hashnias. It's one and one the same. And they only have Shoris Teichi Timsa. We were able to get the Torahs because it was Yom Slicha Mechila. We had them all the day, and I'll prove it to you. And where do we ask for Torah and Shmon Esrei? Where's my bracha? My 18, really 19 brachas. Where do we ask for Torah? And the art school sitter, you'll have those little headings, the kotarot, above every sukkah bracha. There's no one that says Torah. But if you look in the red, Sidra Agro, not the Ishei Yisrael, the Rav Naftali Hertz edition of the Sidra Agro, Benigla Ben Esther, you'll see that the Vilna Gaon put little kotarot above all the brachas, and the art school didn't get it right. The Mechilas Kivolda, and the sinner of art school, after Atachoni, which is the bracha of Das, you go to Ashevinu, the bracha of Tshuva. Writes the Sinner HaGra, it's called what? The Bruch of Torah. Hashivenu Avinu L'Sora Secha. The only time we ask for Torah in Shemana Esrei. Where? Juxtaposed to Tshuva. It's partial. The Phineas Daiti. Because Yom Kippur, the day of Tshuva, is what brought and enabled and engendered the Kabbalah Satorah Mechadash. After the Tshuva was received, Yom Nisbe Slecha Chayyu Shunim Lo Lachashniyas, you know when we ask for Torah in one and only one place, on the heels of Hashivenu Avinu, the Bruch of Tshuva, that shit's transformed to the Bruch of Torah. Hashivenu Avinu to what? The Torah Secha. And the Tshuva is to get us to Torah. Everyone talks about that Rizal, Pri Yitzchayim, Hashem Rosh Hashanah, Perak Aleph, and in Sharp Sukim and Sher Shirim, and Perak Vopos, and Gimani, Lodoni, Bidodi Li. And we actually have, according to Neflos, we Torah Secha, page 113, there are 20 instances of Rosh Tevis El and Chumash. And the most famous of them all, of course, is the Arizal, Shar Psukim, Shulchan Aruch, Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Kif Chavches brings it down, Mishnah Berurah, the beginning of Tekka Pei Aleph, Chosho, they all bring it down, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. But do they all bring down, the Mishnah Berurah does, then what are the Sofei Tevis? Yud, 40. Elul is only 30 days. The Tachas of Elul is to get to day 40. A Yom Kippur that sees in its day Sai the Yom Ispe Slicha Mechila, coupled with what? Yom Shininu Baluch Hashanis. We don't have to talk about being Marba Torah. That's the ultimate Tachlis. The Tachlis is to work on ourselves and to work on the Reboid, Stalka, Mitzvah, Matom, save our lives and be engaged in Tefillah B'chulei and go back to reenact on Nechal and be ever careful what you eat and what you don't eat, but don't lose sight of the goal. It's all about what? Stay away from the Eitz Hadas this time. I get attached to the Eitz Chaim. And to the Eitz Chaim, Ilamachazikim, I'll go back to Gan Eden. And this time, don't make the same mistake. Stay away from the Eitz Hadas. Tavara Achashalti every day. Our most famous Pasuk of Tehillim, Kibbutuch Sign is, oh, Savaki, she has a look, so I can't live without the Torah. And the driving focus for Rosh Chodesh Elul is, I have one goal and one goal only in sight, and that is, I want to get to Matan Torah. I want the Torah like never before. Abishur says, then you got to prepare for it. Show me that you're not interested in Eitz Hadas anymore. I want you to go out and be more careful in what you eat and what you don't eat. And then when you relive and re-experience Adam and Chav all over again, and now you'll understand by Yom Kippur, you can mamish divorce yourself legamri from the Eitz Hadas. And you could go to the tree that's Kulo Tov and steadfastly grab onto the Eitz Chaim Lamachazikaba. Let's have that she'ifa and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to Yom Slicha Mechila, but I want to receive the Torah like never before. I want to love the Torah. I want to show the Yibishah I can't live without it. And that I wish that every Shalash Shulis could be a Torah, Torah, Torah. I wish that my life would be a revolving around Torah. It's not the prime ribs. It's not the steaks. It's not the gashmias. Tanit of Eliyahu, quoted by Tosis and Ksuvus Kavdal and Amal, before you daven, that the Torah should come in, a daven that Tanugi Olam Hazeh should stay out. Keep the things that belong out of the body, and focus on what? Focus on what comes into the body. And the sweetest honey of them all is the Divrei Torah and Tehillim Yotessin Aleph, Mesukim Bidvash Venof Asufim, and that's the sweetest thing in the world. And that's the Torah that's Eitzachayim, Shvizachat Esiyat Adishmaya, to eat up the Torah like never before, to journey into a Yom Slich Mechila on the heels of a Sersame Tshuva, being ever so meticulous about what we eat and what we don't eat, and being prepared once and all to be like the Ochlei Haman, ready to receive the Torah Mechadosh. Let's show the Ebishter we want the greatest gift in the history of the world, Torah Seinu HaKadosh. We don't need the lights, we don't need anything of Gashmi. All we need is what? Torah and Tefillah, Halavai Vaiter, Agamachsi Mataiva, and a good convention. Amen.
Sorry for the overtime. It's just working. The time.